The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We're standing by for Stephen Jones right here on your home of the Cowboys. Is he in the house yet, Ross? Okay, we're going to get Stephen here in just a second. General at your service. Salute to you. Thanks for making us part of your day. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive. Proud Longhorn dad there.
Sure am.
Bennett, there he is in his burnt orange once again.
Yep.
Never thought I'd see the day.
I know, man. I tell you what, it's kind of rough. All my LSU gear I had to put away for one day, but tomorrow I guess I'm going to hook them.
Yeah. Well, hey, family strong, man. Yep. And we're fired up for this Texas-Georgia game tomorrow. Obviously, SMU, and Clemson.
Yeah.
So what an amazing weekend that we have to celebrate with you here on this Football Friday. You do have Ross Lebinski in for Lucius Alexander over there in the Pimp Cup. He'll attempt to go 5 hours flawless. The betting odds on that currently set at -1200.
Yeah. I'm not a gambling man, but that doesn't sound good.
There he is.
You got this, Ross.
You do have Woolchuck and Shia follow. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 1053thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Of course, the Cowboys playing on Monday night tonight. We'll give you the very latest stories there. The words degenerative condition used to describe Zach Martin's ankle in the morning news today. So that sounds like a little bit more complicated than just an arthroscopic cleanup, Brian. I know that's what you had for us yesterday.
Played a lot of snaps. Yeah, played a lot of snaps. So, you know, in his career. So, you know, the wear and tear on these offensive, the wear and tear on players in general is tough. You know, a lot of these guys, they get out of the game, and what the first thing they do is go get fixed.
As Stephen Jones joins us now here on 105.3 The Fan, and a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
He's in the building! Doing good. How you guys doing?
Man, we're excited for the weekend and the little two-game winning streak that we got going here and the chances of what could play out here in the final five games. Can't wait to talk to you about all that. But what did you think of that go for it last night on fourth down from your guy Dan Campbell?
Woo! When it works, you're a hero. He's gone to the greatest coach in the NFL. Had he not made it, he would have been right there with some of these coaches that might be looking for jobs.
I joked last night when we were watching the game. I said, man, if Mike tried that, we might see Jerry Jones back on the sideline there during a game again.
He'd have his whistle and his headset.
So, yes, what an exciting finish that was. One of the best Thursday night games ever.
The Detroit team's just amazing what they've accomplished and what Dan's done up there. You know, we've got a soft spot in our heart for Dan. He was a player here, and no one thinks more of Dan Campbell than Jerry and myself and the organization and what they've accomplished. And, of course, the Packers, there's a little bit of us that root for them because a lot of people thought, you know, we failed the test miserably when they came in and beat us, but they're a pretty damn good football team.
Indeed. Indeed they are. And a pretty dang good football player, the future Hall of Famer Zach Martin, with the news yesterday, Stephen. Ankle didn't respond well to the rest, huh?
It just didn't. And if anyone knows Zach Martin, which everybody probably doesn't know him well, if anybody could be out there helping his team and competing, it'd be Zach Martin. He's, you know, Jerry and I always talk when you get into – you know, deciding whether you're going to give a player a big contract, he exemplifies what you give a big contract to. And I mean, that guy's been available. If there was any way that he could be out there playing, it'd be Zach Martin. And it's got to be something, obviously, that, you know, is really restricting him. And, you know, I put DeMarcus Lawrence in the same category. Those are two guys that have been in our building for double-digit years that I wish we could just keep manufacturing Zach Martins and DeMarcus Lawrences, because that's what you look for when you want people in your organization that are winners. And I know he's just wanting to get well from this, get that ankle fixed, and go from there.
Hey, Steven, if I could circle back on Zach Martin in the draft and your conviction of how your stack was and Zach Martin being in. You got it, you know, with that linebacker going before you. Can you talk about that again, that conviction, and you stood there and battling your dad, and I've seen that, and I mean battling in a good way. I don't mean in a bad way. But him, you know, thinking about kind of circling the room to Johnny Manziel, but you standing there and saying, no, this is our guy. This is our guy.
Yeah. You know, I think at the end of the day, and I got nothing but respect for Johnny Manziel. Yeah. I know he's had a lot, you know, a roller coaster, a career he had, and then, you know, his life in general has been a roller coaster, but what a competitor Johnny was. And, you know, anytime in Texas, which no one has more respect for Texas high school football than I do. My son played in it at a high level and had great success. But, you know, when you come out of Texas and you're Johnny Football, then that says enough. And I certainly understood why he was right there in the mix. But, you know, we had Aaron Donald high on our list, and he went right before us. And, you know, we had those players that just came off our board. And then, you know, Zach Martin's one of those guys that, you know, he's not a sexy pick when you're picking a guard. And we really didn't think he was a tackle. We thought he was a guard because of his length. But we thought he was an elite offensive lineman. And, you know, at some point there when, you know, I'm having that visit with Jerry, and it's a hard one to have because Jerry's thinking about having Johnny Football in the building. And, of course, we already had our own Johnny Football in Romo, who's quite the baller. Just really felt like at the end of the day, after hearing all our scouts give their reports and our coaches give their reports, that really Zach Martin was the guy that, you know, should be on our football team. And I know we hadn't won a Super Bowl, but, you know, but we've had a lot of great success with Zach Martin being an all-pro manning that guard position. And, you know, there's not a doubt in my mind he's going to have a gold jacket sooner than later.
When it comes to Zach, I know we were spoiled. We got to interview him last year for our players show, and he's mine and a lot of Cowboy fans, one of our favorite players. Have you had a player that's retired that maybe pulled on your heartstrings a little bit more than others?
It's hard to put one in Zach's class. I mean, you know, one of the hardest things ever was to let DeMarcus Lawrence finish his career somewhere else. Emmitt Smith, DeMarcus Ware finished his career. Zach Martin, obviously, is in that same category. Emmitt Smith, you're talking about guys who are elite, Hall of Fame-type players, and this guy represents it all, both on the field and off the field. He exemplifies what it's about to be a Dallas Cowboy, to be an elite player in the NFL, both on and off the field. He represents everything. I mean, Jerry and I rarely will rework a contract for somebody, but we did it because it was the right thing to do for Zach Martin. And, you know, it's just there'll be nothing but fond memories, and he'll be around AT&T Stadium. We'll know he'll end up in that Ring of Honor sooner than later. And just a special man Zach Martin is.
On the other side of the coin, things have been kind of nice seeing some young guys on that offensive line, in particular Brock Hoffman. How's he played in place of Zach Martin? And do you feel like he's a guy that you could see starting in the future?
Yeah, he's a guy who certainly is going to get in there and battle. He's got all the grit. He's a leader in that room. He represents, if you look up in Webster's competitor, Brock Hoffman's there, that sucker. He'll get right in everybody's wheelhouse, and he's one of those guys that plays the game to get in the other guy's head. And If there's a melee going on, every time we'll go, for sure, Brock Hoffman's in that. We don't see him yet, but he's in the middle of that.
He sure likes to stir it up. What about Tyler Guyton? How's the evaluation of his rookie season? And when he's healthy, is he the absolute starter at left tackle, or is there a competition there?
Yeah, when he's healthy, he's got everything you want. I mean, he's got the length. He's got the athletic ability. You know, it's just, you know, you come into this league and, you know, he's a young guy and you're playing, you know, with full-grown men. And, you know, he's had his share of injuries. And, you know, I know he knows, you know, after being in the league and going against some of the best there at left tackle, some of the best pass rushers our game has to offer, you know, you need to be healthy and you want to be on your A game. So, you know, his era's up. It's just one of those years where you grow. I mean, you asked Tyler Smith about his first year and what he had to go through, and whether it's a Tyron Smith or any of these guys, you know, there's growing pains when you come into this league. But he's everything you want in a left tackle in this league, and I think he's going to be outstanding.
Steven, how are we doing with Trayvon Diggs and CeeDee Lamb?
I think they're both coming along. I mean, those are two other guys that love to compete on Sundays, and, you know, they're not 100%, but in the NFL, when you get toward the back of the season, you know, you're going to have, you know, you're going to have your injuries. And so, you know, these guys are competitors, and they want to play through it, but at the same time, you know, they're going through a lot. And that's been one of those years, you know, injury-wise, it hadn't been a perfect year for us. We've had our challenges, but as you know, in this league, everybody deals with injuries. And, you know, some years you have more than your fair share, and some years, you know, it goes your way. Right now we're having one of those years where we've had a lot of challenges, but we're not looking for sympathy. We're just going out there and trying to win the next game. I mean, we've got 5 football games left. You know, we're mathematically we're in it, and you know, our goal is to go out and win each game week to week.
And I feel like if you could have your 3 starting corners, and of course with Micah back and doing what he's doing, you know, maybe you could keep this Bengals team to a reasonable number and extend this winning streak.
Yeah, well, we're getting ready to go against probably maybe the best combination in terms of quarterback receiver in our league with Burrow and Chase and what they do. So there's no doubt, you know, our goal is going to be to limit them as well as we can, but it's going to be a huge challenge, and they've lost some tough games along the way. They've had one of those seasons that hadn't gone their way, and but obviously this game's huge for us. I mean, every game at the end of the day, you know, with the hole that we're in, you know, every game's a must win, and we've just got to go out there and compete. And, you know, our defense keeps getting better each week. We keep getting healthier. And if we'll execute, we'll protect the ball. And maybe with two of the best ball getters in the league the last several years, with Diggs and Bland being all-pro corners, and, you know, some of their accomplishments, if we can get them all out there together with Jay Lou and then have our rush, and we got D-Law coming, you know, we think there's a scenario where we can get in there and surprise some people.
What did you think of your quarterback, Dak Prescott, endorsing Mike McCarthy in a potential return this week?
I think our whole team endorses Mike McCarthy. You know, he's got skins on the wall. He's won Super Bowl. He's been in multiple championship games. He knows what it takes to win in this league. And same goes for Mike Zimmer. He's been on very successful teams. And, you know, we've got a good staff. It's just, unfortunately, we've had our challenges, and we hadn't been perfect in our execution. And, you know, the big thing is what I keep harping on is you got to win that turnover battle. And we've been fortunate, you know, before this season of being at the top of the list in terms of being on the positive side of winning that battle. And usually that'll result in a win. And we just got to continue to protect the ball. We got to continue to execute on the defensive side, get the ball, and continue to get better at stopping the run. I think we're making progress in running the ball, and I think good things can happen for this team.
When it comes to that decision, you'll make it, you know, sometime in the next month or hopefully 9 weeks. Is it just wins and losses that's going to dictate that future?
No, I think we understand organizationally, and we also have much respect for what you guys do, and obviously you have your opinions, influence our fans, and we know our fans have high expectations, but we also know what it takes to, you know, to win in this league. We've won a lot of games over the years, but we also understand, you know, that our fans are frustrated because we hadn't taken the ultimate step, which is win playoff games, get in championship games, and get in Super Bowl games, and win a Lombardi. And we hadn't gotten that done, so it's natural that the criticism comes our way.
Stephen Jones here with you on the Fan. I wanted to ask you a competition committee type question. That Trevor Lawrence injury with running quarterbacks, are you guys considering any changes to the rules maybe to help them run less or make judging those like no man land tackles, you know, a little bit easier? What's the approach to this?
You know, it's a tough deal on a defender. I mean, these guys are dropping. I mean, these are like jet pilots out there. I mean, you're trying to guess, you know, where their chest is going to be and where their head's going to be. And I don't think anyone's intention is to go after somebody's head. I think we got class guys in the NFL, and no one wants to play that way where you ultimately, but sometimes because it's happening so fast, you're going to miss your target. And, I think that's unfortunate. Obviously, you have to have rules. You have to have fines. You have to have suspensions. And, you know, that's why we have those in place to continue to encourage, you know, that these guys even work harder to get it right. But, boy, I'd hate to be in their shoes and, you know, hate that for the Texans player that, you know, he unfortunately had a hit there on a quarterback, and we're all trying to protect our quarterbacks who, that didn't work out good. And, you know, at the same time, it's the responsibility of the quarterback to, and I'm not in any way being critical of Trevor Lawrence or anyone else, but, you know, everybody's out there competing. And, you know, we've all seen the quarterbacks that kind of think, oh, well, I'm going to make them think I'm going out of bounds.
Yeah, there
and
you
they
go.
Run up the sideline for 10 more yards.
Yep.
And that can be the difference. That first down can be the difference in winning the game.
Well, Steven,
go ahead.
Well, I wanted to just follow up on, I know your nephew Paxton Anderson, of course, played at Texas, and I'm sure there's a lot of respect there, but does it grind your gears a little bit seeing Texas year one in the SEC as a Razorback? Now they're playing for a bloody championship tomorrow.
Well, I have three daughters that are Longhorns, and their husbands are Longhorns, so we've got a little split family. If you throw Paxton in there, but my son, myself, my father died in the wool Razorbacks, but no, I mean, at the end of the day, I would much prefer the Razorbacks to be in there. But if it's not going to be the Razorbacks, I'm fired up about the Horns being in there.
All right.
That's great. We'll give them hell on Monday night. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Cheers. There he goes. Stephen Jones with you every Friday, every football Friday here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Sounded good on Diggs and Lamb and probably Tank next week at this point.
Yeah, I just keep an eye on Diggs, though. This one has been one that has gone down to Saturdays and all of a sudden, or a workout, and then not, you know, it's looks good. And then we get to the actual game day and then it's not good. So, you know, I've been fooled on that one, and I'm keeping a close eye on this situation.
We have G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. We'll take a look at all the top stories of the day coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation, the Fan. Welcome back, Nation. We got the G-Bag of the Day coming up in 7 minutes. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable, accidents happen. Franklin Frankel are the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Brian.
Did you guys kind of hear the tone that Stephen kind of said goodbye to Zach Martin?
Yes.
Hall of Fame, Ring of Honor, Gold Jacket, all that stuff.
Yeah,
is that a goodbye?
It sounded like, and Brad Sham had a tweet late last night too that kind of to me was, and when you hear the degenerative stuff with the ankle, and he was trying, like the hope was he's coming back for this game, you sit 2 weeks, and then the ankle just doesn't respond.
Sure.
It does sound like the body's telling him it's done.
It just sounds like the Cowboys, you know. The gentleman who's going to handle contracts or does handle contracts is, he kind of said goodbye to him is what he did.
That, you know, and that's what they should do.
Yeah.
I don't know if I got fully that read. Maybe I was thinking about my next question at times while he was answering that. So maybe I wasn't detecting it as clearly as you did. And mm-hmm. certainly you know him better, but I wouldn't be surprised. And that's what they should do. I mean, if it's a degenerative condition, you're talking about either the ligaments and tendons being frayed, or you could also actually lose all of your cartilage in your left ankle, like in your knee. And that's what I have my left ankle, but, and you need like kind of like a microfracture procedure. And that can be a massively drawn out, process to try to come back from. You know, I was thinking if he's 100% healthy, the best thing to do at 34 years old would be to do an extension and help smooth it out and, you know, keep him in there rocking and rolling. But at this point, after hearing degenerative, dude, I think it should probably be career ending because, you know, from my experience, that bad ankle led to an arthritic knee, and now my hip is arthritic, and now my opposite hip is going arthritic because it takes the smoothness of your walking away. And you have to compensate it for in ways. And over the course of 10 or 15 years, it just begins to erode all of the other joints that you have, you know, for your mobility. I know for some guys, like, that's a top priority, like being able to play with my grandchildren or whatever. And I kind of get the feeling Zach Martin's a family guy. And he's already been leaning towards retirement. This is probably a hint as to why. Yeah, your ankle's degenerative. It's not getting better. And maybe that's why you hear... At 32 years old, just a couple of years ago, Zach Martin already was kind of circling this on his calendar.
Yeah.
Luka Doncic has tied Wilt Chamberlain and James Harden on the triple-double list. Did it last night, 78th in his career, part of a 137-101 win over the Washington Wizards that Chief called last night in the first quarter. it's probably one of the worst teams we've ever seen.
It is. I think it's on pace to being the worst team we've ever seen. We went in and detailed the numbers. They are getting beaten, and they are getting boat raced in basically every single game here. So they haven't won a game since before Halloween. They're a true unmitigated disaster. I need to go look and see the two teams they beat because, dear God.
Yeah, what was wrong with those teams? They forfeit? Can you name the five players with more triple-doubles than James Harden, Wilt Chamberlain, and Luka Doncic?
Russell Westbrook
is one.
Yeah. He's number one with 200. 42 of those came in one season, his MVP year, 2016-2017.
Oscar Robertson
has 181 of them. He is second on the list, an absolute legend from the Bucks back in the day.
How many more guys you got to do? How many more?
You got three more.
Three more, okay.
And what were the ones you already named?
Wilt and Harden are tied with Luka now at 78 triple-doubles.
Okay.
First triple-double of Luka's season, by the way. So maybe this will start a run of them. And then Westbrook with 200 and Oscar Robertson with 181.
Magic?
Okay, Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
He nailed it with 138. He wasn't a prolific scorer.
Right.
But he was just a hell of a rebounder. I mean, he played center for Kareem his rookie year in the playoffs and the finals. So you have two guys left, Wolchuk, Broadus, Giafalo, Ross. Both of them currently active.
LeBron
James.
Nailed it. Let's see. Who else?
Kevin Durant.
Joker.
Could Jokic? Yeah.
Jokic is already there. Definitely. Wow, that's amazing.
Jokic has 139 triple-doubles. I think he's a couple of years older at least.
That's unbelievable.
Than Luka. I was trying to figure out, is he going to have more career triple-doubles than Jokic? Or who do you think has more triple-doubles at the end of their career?
That's a good question. I think Jokic is that guy. He can't help himself.
29 years old.
Injury will get one, and lack of interest will get the other.
By the end of their careers, I think Luka will pass Jokic.
And 25 years old, yeah. So he's got four years in the bank.
Yeah.
You know, it's just I'm probably going to come down to who stays healthier between those two.
Absolutely.
I kind of think with Jokic, he'll be one of those things like, I'm really not interested in doing this anymore.
I want to go with the horses.
Yeah. He seems like that. He was ticked off that he had to go on the championship parade after he won their deal. He was like, man, I really want to get back home and
ride
my horses and do all that. He was apparently a legend that was very difficult to keep up with. I mean, it sounded like tales from Andre the Giant. With this guy and his ability to consume cold beer, I think maybe Patrick Mahomes is one of the few guys that I think might be able to go coldy for coldy with him. Time to go into the Pimp Cup. Ross Labinski in for Lucius Alexander.
How's your G-Bag of the Day?
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. It's time for G-Bag of the Day, everyone. And I know it's Friday, but we just have one more day to get through, folks, till we get to the weekend. And I know there are a lot of people who would love to just be already at the weekend. And you can tell because I want to start here with our winner from yesterday's G-Bag of the Day. Champions League talk, but it goes a bit awry.
We are going to do a segment about Brest. Unfortunately, we do feel that you have consistently proven that you can't stay professional in these segments where we're talking about Brest. So we would just, production would like to ask you, are you comfortable with just staying silent whilst we...
Come on, Kat, I can do this.
No, we really think it's for the best. Come on. We think
we've
it's for the best.
About it.
Trust me, I know
I'm sorry. No, if you could just agree and we can move on with the segment, please.
All right.
Very much. All right. So after four games, who here likes Brest? Like Brest? Mm. You do too?
I like the shape of them.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I do. I mean, you look at the setup from the manager he's got, you know.
I'm interested, how much do you enjoy watching them? Would you pay to watch them?
I have done.
No, but basically, one thing that you can say is you don't have to be big. You can be small and compete.
That's interesting. Good. Do you think Brest could get exposed tonight?
I hope so.
Oh, I guess one of the things
what
you have to wonder is...
What is this? What is this nonsense? HR! Wow!
What do you reckon,
that
Mikey? Do you think Barcelona could come a bit quickly for Brest tonight?
Whoa, I think it might have crossed the line.
You're trying to get me sacked.
Trying to get me sacked. For a while, I thought the best line was, I like the shape of them.
Yeah.
But every day that this goes on, and if you ever miss the G-Bag of the Day, you can catch the replay in LA Live every night, 5:40. I think, what is this? Might be my favorite line now. Yeah. Yeah. Mike is coming back into view. And
good.
Obviously offended, not be involved.
Man, that one is so good. But going back to the introduction, I mean, again, folks, it's Friday. You're almost to the finish line. You've almost hit the weekend. And my goodness, I bet Colin Cowherd wishes it was the weekend because he had a bit of, I don't want to say technical difficulties, but his studio did experience some difficulties.
The final hour. Star-studded show. Great final show. Then 4 days of watching football, hanging out with family. And our studio lights just went down. I have no idea what happened, but J-Mac, our audio is alive and well, and how are things, my friend?
Well, power outage to start the day, huh?
Yes, somewhere in the world.
Somebody forget to pay a bill, maybe?
I'm not exactly sure. It'll take a while. I thought Fox was doing fine. I see them flickering back on our auxiliary lighting, so we apologize for our TV audience. Here we go. They're slowly coming back up. Our auxiliary lighting. That's a first in my career. There we go. By the way, I look better when the lights are off, so I do apologize for the television audience.
Do you guys like Cowherd?
I think he's great at what he does. And whenever he was at ESPN, me and my dad used to love to listen to him. And my dad still does. I got plenty of respect for him, but he does do some goofy stuff.
He does.
He absolutely does.
And he tries to be a know-it-all about everything and sometimes make some stuff up.
His analogies are pretty outstanding.
Yeah. But one of my first days of The Fan in Portland, he was hosting the midday show, and our NBA insider had the afternoon show. And in crosstalk, like, Colin tried to talk about basketball for about, I don't know, 30 seconds. And Kenny Vance, longtime reporter and writer, says, Colin, I really like your college football stuff, but you don't know S about the NBA.
Oh. Calling him out.
It was classic. He's definitely a radio pro, and I really enjoyed my short time working for him before he took off there to ESPN. What's next, Ross?
So we got three more. We got two Shaqs, but let's start this one because...
How many cups?
Oh, man. Oh, man. Not enough, that's for sure. But here, Shaq makes an appearance on Family Feud, and it goes just about the way you'd expect.
Give me a word that rhymes with turkey.
Charles Barkley.
Tremendous.
You should be ignorant. You're ignorant, man.
Ding.
stupid, man. Y'all ignorant, man.
That's great.
Charles Barkley.
Dang, I'm so glad he's on that show now.
So good.
I didn't think it could get any better, you know? But and early returns were that it wasn't going to be better, but dang, it's perfect now.
It's such a good blend.
And coming over to ESPN next year, right?
Yeah.
Where it's going to be, ABC, ESPN, yeah. Yeah, I mean, addition by subtraction at the same time. What's next, Ross?
So this one I just really enjoyed listening to because it really just encapsulates everything that comes with having a good friend, and that you tell something embarrassing to them and then they turn around and start laughing and you just kind of go, it's not funny. But anyways, here is a kid saying something that his mom probably didn't want other friends to know, and he said it right on the parents' Ring camera on their door.
One of them is home, but she's gonna poop like crazy, okay? No, I'm not. Stop. It's not funny. She has to get surgery when it's over. It's not funny at all.
So you can't play?
Well, I can ask.
Okay, she already started. Well, I can't stop Latin.
She started already. Oh, it's bad.
Probably should have prefaced that this was talking about a colonoscopy.
Yeah, I figured. That's probably
started
what it was.
Already. It's bad.
The floodgates open, man. There's really no stopping this.
There's no stopping that.
That's I thought we might have some clinical level constipation for a second. That. Is it your G-Bag of the Day champion? Champions League talk there with CBS Golasso. Is it Colin Cowherd trying to throw it a break there at the end of the show? Shaq on Family Feud, a word that rhymes with turkey. Or the neighbor kids talking. Man, I'm going to go with Shaq here, Chief. How about you?
Neighbor kids.
We're tied at one, Ross.
That's a tough one. I feel like I have to go with turkey as well.
All righty. Well, Chuck.
I'm going to go neighbor kids.
Brian?
Neighbor kids.
By a score of 3-2, your new G-Bag of the Day champion. I am going to make the Champions League discussion an honorable five-time nominee, so we'll bring him back for the G-Bag of the Year, which is now less than a month away. What's coming up next, Chief?
Biggest L, biggest dub, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next right here on The Fan.
You want to catch a big dub right now? Join us at Swinging for a Cause. Jared Sandler's event is Sunday at Globe, and we'd love to invite you right now at 877-881-1053 to call up Ross and throw down a bid for this. Let's get a couple of grand there for Sandlot's Children's Charities. I think minimum bid starts around $1,500 or so at 877-881-1053. NFL News Today is coming up at 3 o'clock. Here's the Chief.
Yeah, that'd be huge because it's you and five of your friends. So nice. You can all throw in.
Worry out about the draft. I've looked at a bunch of players.
Let's do it. And you get two Rangers tickets.
Yeah.
And you get to come up and hang out in studio whenever you like. So we just actually had our table open up. We'd love a bid, and KNC needs a bid as well, 877-881-1053. Help the kids out there, all right?
Hey, the best kind of partying is partying for charity, and the amount of celebrity action from DFW sports history and current athletes, it's through the roof. And if you're at our table, I will hold your hand and walk you up to anybody that you want.
And Okay? Where specifically is that table at the Globe?
This is right in the primetime spot, in the outfield.
No, were
in the infield.
Were we on the third baseline? Like, we were literally standing where...
Imagining what the Jungle Cat has to go through when there's a screamer.
Yeah, it looked home plate looked extremely close to that third base.
A little too close for comfort, but the amount of fun too, like the 3-point contest, I am going to tear you up.
Yeah.
There's the bullpen deal.
You can
rip a pitch and see how fast you're going.
Right,
your
shoulders on fire as we speak.
Velocity. Yeah. I think we got the accuracy with the football. Kicked Walchuk's ass
last year we had Drew Pearson just sit down at our table.
We did, yeah.
Because we were
putting on his Super Bowl rings and everything.
And he walked by, he was looking for a place to sit, and I knew Drew, and I was like, hey, man, you got a seat right here. And he sat down, and next thing you know, everybody's talking, he's signing stuff and all that, so you never know who's going to plop down.
He actually might have had the line of the night because your wife, I know, wanted to take a picture with the Super Bowl ring.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, he was about to just hammer a hot dog, and he wanted to make sure there were no cameras out when he was going to eat that glizzy.
That's true. He did not want to be photographed doing that. But, man, it was impressive the way he put that thing down.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? He might be a male on a glizzy guy.
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian. I'd like to hand out the first dub of the week to Zach Wolchuk with the way he handled the Bob Papa disaster there.
Thanks, buddy.
Just a very Thanksgiving, a nice Thanksgiving curveball that got thrown his way.
Got and Dave Lapp professionalism. Yeah.
Yeah, we do get Dave Lapp.
That's must listen. I can't wait to hear you guys talk to Dave. I might have to walk over and be part of that one.
Monday at the Plaza. We might be outside.
Well, I think we're outside today.
Okay, well, then I'm not going to walk over. That's going to be a long walk.
If the wind will allow for it. Lapham will be in the Brad Sham studio when he chats with us. You can be there waiting for him.
Okay. I'll give him a hug.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Should we just ask questions? Like, you ask a question, and then I'm in the background going, Go,
great question, yeah.
Like, just like, hey, Dave, the Bengals with Joe Burrow. Joe, yeah.
Yes, dude.
That's G-Bag of the year.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
All right.
That's a great idea.
Really good. Get ready.
We're going to hold you to that one, man. We are. 817. Getting a dub. They texted in a few months ago about getting an engagement ring, and they finally got the plan this weekend. Oh. It's about to go down.
Dude, congratulations. Okay. That's awesome.
If she's like shooting down your plans, you're trying to get her to dinner, you're trying to get her to a romantic spot, just call the Audible for next weekend. Don't do like the guy that we had last night that just took her to McDonald's.
Oh, Fitzmagic.
Fitzmagic.
Yeah. Hopefully this guy's plan is nice and buttoned up. But that's exciting, dude. That's very exciting. You only go into an engagement that you know she's going to say yes to. So the hay's already in the barn. Now you just go execute, man. Now it's time to go have some fun.
I feel bad for the guys that, you know, maybe she's trying to send hints that it's slipping away, so they throw a marriage Hail Mary on it. Like, oh, no, I'm committed. It's a bad scene.
Knock
that ball away.
Yeah, it's a sad look all around. Yep. So, but we're pulling for you, man. That's awesome. Big time victory right there. Let's see. 214's calling Krusty Cap. He's not going to have the balls to do that to Lapham.
Watch.
Live from the Plaza on Monday on the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network.
Watch
you ain't got
me.
The balls.
Have the balls.
Says the 214.
Watch me.
Might as well have been a triple dog there. 214, you're going to eat those words.
Yep.
917, biggest L, literally just got let go from my job. They're closing the Dallas office.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I'm so sorry.
On a Friday.
Where are we moving the office to?
During the holidays. That's a bleep hole move, okay? So that's first and foremost. Secondly, I can see it now. We're going to look back on this and call it a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
This is going to end up, there's a silver lining on the horizon. You got to stay positive. But my gosh, that blows.
Just dust up that resume and you'll be good to go. I think the uncertainty sucks.
Right.
But every time I've been let go, it's worked out great.
Yeah. LinkedIn, is that what you said there, Broadus?
Yeah, go for it, yeah.
That's where you clean up at, right?
Use that.
Yeah, but this isn't him looking for dates. This is him looking for a job.
Well, we just talked about the OnlyFans money.
Yeah.
Maybe he can go ahead and...
Maybe this is an opportunity for him to explore himself.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do the foot thing, bro.
940, you can clean up with the foot thing. And there's a market for every foot out there, I'm telling you, if you're just committed.
The jacked up one specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 940, big dub. Gladiator 2 tomorrow. Already looking forward to it. Feeling good about it. I haven't heard anything bad about it.
I haven't either. I mean, I've heard some people just say it's not nearly as good as the first one.
Okay.
But it's still good. Like, if maybe for a new generation that never saw the first one, they'll think this thing's one of the greatest movies they've ever seen.
Perfect.
469, biggest L, stupidly broke up with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's having some second thoughts. He's having some regrets.
Maybe she got drinking with the guy without the job.
Yeah. You two could probably bounce off some ideas with each other. Perhaps, you do a dual foot OnlyFans deal. Yeah,
exactly.
Your left, his right.
Mm-hmm.
Pair together,
throw
team
your
up.
Hands in there, yeah.
Yeah, man.
And she always looks at least a point higher like 5 days after the breakup. You're like, what was I thinking?
Can you text in why you did it? Can the guy text in why he did it? I'd like to know.
Why'd you break up with her?
I want to know.
At what point?
Yeah,
like, why did you think that was a good idea?
What did you do that was really stupid, or what did she do that was really stupid?
Our guy, Tim in Carthage, biggest L, Mike McCarthy, saying with Sean and RJ this morning that they had two good practices once again for the eighth time. Biggest dub, Baskey was outstanding with Corey this week. So thank you. Thank you, Pappy. We appreciate that.
I got to give Peyton a dub, man. The way he was able to put down the napalm chicken yesterday at Palmer's, the tears, the snot ball.
Did you screenshot that too? Because that's just a photo I had to
save. You got to have it forever.
At some point, we're gonna have to, do something special with that photo. But I screenshotted it because tears were real.
They were real tears. And then at the end, when he's on the air, you can see just a little bit of snot dribbling from the nays.
Mm.
Bailey the Bird in the 940 says that they've been taking some L's on the prize picks. Well, Chuck, I guess they hasn't been tailing you, but still up money overall, so it's still technically a dub. He's just down
back.
Right now.
You can bounce back. I believe in you.
Hey, championship weekend's a great opportunity to avenge some losses.
Yeah, double up or catch up.
It is.
Yeah.
And now they're doing the 200 times the cash.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, and this
it's
pick miss. This is a huge one. Exactly. It's pick miss, and that's going to bring out a lot of heavy hitters because now you're making up for a fall season of maybe now you're down, and all of a sudden Christmas is right around the corner lurking, and you're like, you got to go one big one. You got to go balls to the wall.
Put the kids' gifts on the line. Go for it.
Yeah, a lot of people already have, and now they're trying to make up ground. Them stockings is empty. Huge dub in the 210. Got promoted to director of fabrication, which is a huge promotion.
Hire our guy that's out of a job now.
What are you fabricating?
I don't know. You know,
cars,
I guess.
Cars, bodies. Yeah, goods. Bodies of cars.
Yeah. Okay.
Lies.
That's what it is in NASCAR.
If you're I was like, you take
say lies.
You're in PR.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, wait. You just putting spins on stuff? I like it.
Fabricator in NASCAR is a body hanger.
We have 214, biggest dub, just finished physical therapy school, doctorate program, Tolo Manual.
DR period.
Nice,
dude. Congratulations.
That is awesome.
That's like you're a personal trainer, but you know some medical stuff, so you can charge 8 times the amount.
It's really the sweet spot.
It is, dude.
So good. Medicine.
Yeah, you're going to want to do leg presses for about 15 minutes. We'll get you on the bike.
Yeah.
You know, but if it starts to hurt, just ease off a little bit. Raise your hand.
That's the deal all the time. Isn't that number one? Like, listen, you're going to get on this treadmill. I'm going to set it up here. If it hurts, just stop, okay?
We got this aquatic therapy, and then we got these elastic bands.
You're just going to want to do that, like, all day. We have the 817, biggest L. G-Bag has no bids for the Sandlot charity. Well, I mean, don't bleep yourself, 817. I guess on a technicality, you know, we don't have any more bids because our guy Jeremy had something come up, man. All right. Yeah. So how about you show a little bit more respect to the cause? Yeah. But yeah, technically we do have a bagel there in the bid column. So we're looking to
say something about the other show too.
Wouldn't mind getting a crooked number. Yeah, we'll big L to KNC right now as well.
Just vouch for ourselves right now. KNC, you had your time. Okay, now's our time. We got to try and get a $1,500 bid here.
Our time is right now. Come on, bid to hang out with us and a lot of cool folks.
Please, guys, I'm sick and tired of hearing about how good Sean and RJ are. Screw them. This is our time. G-Bag Nation table, $1,500. We need you.
I think Sean put the bid in himself.
I was thinking There's the same thing.
I'm too competitive. Don't want to lose to anybody.
Probably called his dad.
Yeah. Hey, Dad. Doc. Dad. We need a bid. Need cash. What?
I know you might be broke by helping me buy this sweet house, but could really use 2 G's right now.
Yeah. I hate working with Choppy. You know that.
That's 2 bands, Dad. Right now.
Yeah, Bobby Belt. What an ass. I have to do everything by myself, Dad. Nobody cares. I'm the only one that cares. Dad.
Have you guys seen the text about the guy, why he broke up with his girlfriend? I'm trying to find it. He said he stupidly did it. He won't tell us what was the stupid reason. But the 682 says girlfriend broke up with him the day after Thanksgiving. So I guess, I mean, I hope that wasn't like a she met your family deal on Thanksgiving and she realized that was a deal breaker moment.
Yeah, she met your mom.
Yeah.
God.
That can happen, dude. That can happen. All right, there it is. Biggest L, biggest dub. Hopefully that guy texts in. I would love to get the backstory there.
469 said if they can pay in 2 weeks, they'll bid $4,000. But I don't know how that all works.
No, they'll take your money, bid. They'll take your money later on.
Just put $1,500 on the credit card, and then we'll get the remaining balance later, dude.
All you do is commit.
We're going to follow up with you, 469.
Come on, 469.
That's great, dude. I
think, do it for charity.
Yeah, that would be my biggest dub of the week. I caught a small dub. I traded in the Fire Stick for the Google streaming device that you plug into the back of the TV. So much better.
Really?
So much smoother.
What?
More features.
Okay.
Less glitchy.
Out is Fire Stick.
Google.
In is Google. Google. Has the same functionality as far as...
Can we get this at the Best Buy place?
That's right. Yeah, or even Walmart, I think like $20. NFL News the Day is coming up next. We'll check.
Yeah, man, Campbell does it again. Does this Lions fan deserve a game ball?
Sneeze.
And why one Cowboys cheerleader might be rooting against America's team? That's next.